In this gospel snippet, I want to speak directly to any unbeliever who might be listening to me. I know you won't like what I'm going to say, but I'm speaking the truth to you in love. A physician or a consultant, a medical consultant, has to diagnose the problem before he or she can offer the cure. And the Bible does that to us spiritually. We're all born with a spiritual problem, in a spiritual plight, and the plight is sin. But there is a cure for it. And if you are an unbeliever, I urge you to listen to this and to act upon it. I'm basing my remarks on Galatians chapter 4 and verse 8. Now, that's Paul writing to believers, and he's telling them about their experience before they became believers. Formerly, when you did not know God, he says, when you were not intimately acquainted with God, when you did not have relations with God, when you did not know God formally in that state, this is what you were like. Well, that's why I'm speaking to you as an unbeliever, because that's your position exactly. It's not formally for you. It is your present condition. You do not know God. Now, the Galatians had come to know God because they had come to a saving trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And saving trust in the Lord Jesus Christ brings that intimate relationship with God. You become a child of God. And what is more, as John 17, Christ's prayer, makes clear, eternal life is bound up in knowing God. But Paul can say to the Galatians, this is what you were like before you were converted. So I'm saying this to you, my friend, an unbeliever, as your present condition. You won't like it, but please listen to it. You did not know God. Well, you don't know God. You don't have that relationship with God. You may be religious, you may be church-going, you may be chapel-going, you may be praying, and all that kind of thing, but you don't know God. You don't know him in a personal living sense. And Paul goes on to say, you were slaves. That's a word you won't like. But you are in that bondage, that slavery, to those who by nature are not gods. Idolaters. Now you may say, I'm not an idolater. I don't worship a totem pole or a statue. No, no. Idols can be idols of the mind, of the heart. The greatest idol of all is self. Paul, writing to the Romans in chapter 1, explains that sin in us shows itself in that we suppress the knowledge of God and worship created things, something else other than God, someone else other than God. And usually self is the great idol. Self is at the bottom of it. Sin is anything and everything in the place of God. Formerly, says Paul to these Galatians, when you did not know God, you were slaves to this. You couldn't break free of it. And you were in this bondage and under, as he will explain in other places in the Bible, under the wrath of God, as Jesus makes clear too in John chapter 3. This is a very serious condition. No, it's the most serious of all. This is the bondage that sinners are in. And it's your bondage, my friend. We were born like it. And if we die like it, we shall be under the wrath of God in this bondage, away from God, not knowing God forever. But there is a cure. And what is the cure? It is to know God. Now, how does this happen? By the glorious, sovereign work, gracious work of God the Spirit. He gives sinners a new heart, a new mind, a new will, a new disposition, a new attitude. So that sinner, instead of running away from God and suppressing God and turning away from God and hiding from God and worshipping self, cries out to God for mercy, looks to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, trusts in his blood to wash them from their sins before God, trusts in Christ's righteousness to put them right with God, and calling upon Christ and his name and his person and his merit and his work, they come to know God and are delivered from this slavery. They're no longer slaves of sin and idolatry and turning away from God. They are, in fact, those now who know God, love God, are deeply acquainted with God, trusting Christ, obeying him in the gospel, and they are delivered forever and ever from that slavery. The call is simple to you, my friend. It's clear. You won't like the diagnosis, but there is an answer to it. It's not found in religion. It's not found in church. It's not found in man. It's not found in Pope. It's found in Christ. Know God through Christ, and to know him through Christ is life eternal and liberty indeed. So the message is clear, my friend. There is hope for you, real hope, eternal hope. Call upon the name of the Lord and you will be saved. Do it now. I plead with you. I have told you this in love, and I hope you will listen further. I hope you will not only listen, but I hope you now will call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. I urge you to it. I press you to it. I plead with you. Believe and be saved, and do it now. Amen.